I guess it was only a matter of time before Todd Carney had another scandal, and it's broken over the weekend. This one is an absolute doozy compared to the others. There is a photograph going around, which came out on Saturday night, I think, of him conducting what is described as a lewd act. The media was very good at just not really going into the details of the photograph at first, and the media outlets that were reporting the story refused to publish the picture, although I see today that even ABC News has got the picture up. Essentially, if you haven't seen it yet, it's Todd Carney at a urinal using his mouth instead of a urinal is probably the best way to put it. Warwick Hadfield from Radio National Sports joins us. Hi, Warwick.
Guy, this is a young man who's got a lot of talent, but he's done a lot more than urinated up against a wall, hasn't he?
Absolutely. You've seen the photograph?
I've seen the photograph, but there were initially there was some claims that it was photoshopped, and so I thought I'd better have a look at it, and it seemed pretty obvious to me that this was not photoshopped.
Were you surprised when you saw the photograph?
Well, there's been whispers for a while that that he was going off the rails, to use that term, and that Cronulla were quite worried about him. I think the fact that Shane Flanagan, the Cronulla coach, has been suspended for the last little while because of the Asada scandal meant that he didn't have that strong person in his life to keep him on the rails. That's one of the issues. I'm surprised at this offence because I'd never heard of bubbling until now.
You wear that with pride, Warwick.
I think I'm happy to stay in that particular cocoon for a long, long time. I understand it's popular among a certain subset of humanity, mostly people who ride skateboards. So I'm glad I stopped my boys from going to those skates. Look, it's a sad thing in many ways as well, and I sense there's as much sorrow as anger in what Cronulla Sutherland have had to do in the last 24 hours, and that's end the contract with Todd Carney. I think a lot of work has gone into keeping him, you know, on the straight and narrow, but it hasn't worked. And of course, this is the third time. And as you said, you know, indicated, you know, I mean, he's got a pretty big record, as long as the tattoos on his arms, really. But this one tops the lot, really. It's what happens now. And I think, give some credit to Cronulla Sutherland. Yes, they've torn up the contract, but they said they're going to try and work with him, work this through this, because this is a man with problems. I mean, he's such a handsome-looking man, and those eyes sparkle, but behind those eyes there must be so many demons troubling this man. And of course, the demons are let loose whenever he lets loose on the grog.
Look, I just wonder, has this sort of thing always happened, but there has never really been smartphones around except for the last 6 or 7 years in order to capture it? Or is this a new stupid phenomenon that these people are involved in?
Back in the land of once upon a time, there were two rules. You didn't do it, and if you did it, you didn't get caught doing it. And I think and even if you got caught in once upon a time, you know, blind eyes were turned. But in the modern milieu, I think that there's only one rule: you don't do it because you will get caught. I mean, everyone's got a phone these days. I mean, journalists these days are filing edited stories from mobile phones. That's how far the technology's come. I mean, and phones just seem to go into toilets. They just seem to go everywhere these days. The stuff that's been gets put up on social media, some of it's just puerile and whatever, but and sometimes it's just plain boring. You know, people telling you they had strawberries or something for breakfast on Facebook is, you know, it's just, we're just being overpowered by all this. But you can't help, I mean, I'm 60 and I can see all this going on. Surely a young man who's 28 would know more about all this social media than I would and be aware of the dangers of it. But as I said, I think once the alcohol takes over, all the sort of cautionary stuff that he might have been told and would have been told, because, you know, every elite athlete these days is being told about all the problems and all the issues, social issues that they now encounter. But somehow the brakes just come off.
Greg of Queanbeyan has texted me this morning on 0467 922 666 saying, I don't know who's the biggest disgrace, Todd Carney or Andrew Johns, the rugby league immortal who said he can't understand the sacking and is sure that Carney will be picked up by another club.
Well, I can understand the sacking. Cronulla Sutherland is a club with an awful lot of issues. I mean, as we said the Asada drug investigation, they don't have a major sponsor. These days, sponsors run 100 miles. And as Phil Rothfield's noted in the Daily Telegraph, when he was in Brazil for the World Cup, he met up with a group of Australian sponsors who were sponsoring round ball football, and he asked them why they weren't sponsoring rugby league, and they told him because of the image problems that rugby league has. That you know, and I mean, we've not this weekend, or over, I think it broke on Saturday morning, the story of more buffheads in the game. You're not allowed to gamble on rugby league games. So what are rugby league players doing?
Gambling
on rugby league games. How many times have you got to be told? You just keep telling them. And for some reason, I don't know whether it's a culture in rugby league or not, you know, there's other sports. I mean, Luis Suarez has got soccer a bad name, I suppose, in the last little while as well. It just seems that there is a group of people. I mean, a lot of footballers, and a lot of the footballers I know through my contacts in my time at Geelong Football Club, they weren't model human beings, but they didn't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
But there were always one or two. And I think the one or two really have, or particularly this one, has let the whole game down. His side had not won a game for yonks. They go up to Brisbane, they smash the Broncos. Everyone's elated. Cronulla fans have finally got something to cheer in 2014, and bang, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Evaporated.
Well, this is a point that Grandstand's Tim Gavel made this morning when I was having a chat to him about the Todd Carney photograph, who said that these people go into intensive training sessions. Mm. This is their life, and the number one message that is hammered home is don't drink, don't do anything stupid, because it will be photographed and it will get out there.
Mm. Oh, look, I mean, and I've sat in on some of these lessons, and you see some eyes are glazed over the moment they say, oh, we're going to do a thing about social media, and you see other people take it in, heed the warnings.
Yep.
And having said all that, sporting clubs want their people on Facebook or on Twitter as well, because it's part of the marketing as well. So they do dabble with the danger and quite knowingly, and so sometimes, as I said, it blows up. And look, number one, who took this photo? That's an interesting thing. And who put it up? I mean, Todd Carney could feel a small sense of betrayal this morning if he thought the person, well, if he thought he was doing something that was a bit stupid, or very stupid, in fact, but yeah, someone to photograph it and then put it up, there is an element of betrayal in that, or even more foolhardiness if he was happy to be photographed well knowing what was going to be done with it.
Absolutely. I've got a text here on 0467922666 from Hillary saying, sick of feeling sick about the news that is reported, and she's saying that she feels disgusted that I told the details of the photograph. I think that the details of the photograph are important if we're going to spend the next day or so talking about it. This is for anybody who hasn't seen the photograph. And I, on the weekend, Warwick, I heard about it and I spent a lot of time trying to find it, so I was informed about what we were talking about. So that's why I did give the details. I won't go into too much in more detail, which I could, but that's...
I mean, there are a lot of people out there still having their cornflakes, Joe.
probably
put them back into the bowl. But look, it's something that... and look, there was lots of fun things. I mean, there was an Indian Prime Minister who used to drink his own urine, and he lived to be 99. Now, that sort of stuff went out on Facebook as well. It's just part of the whole process these days. Once upon a time, the commentary belonged to a small handful of us in the media, but these days the media is becoming increasingly, I won't say irrelevant, but it's just part of the sound now rather than the main part of the sound, and anything you do will be commented on by everybody. Their opinions are like noses these days. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got them, and everyone's also got the avenue to get it out there.
As soon as I heard it, Warwick, I thought this man is like an albatross around the neck of the teams that he plays for. Do you think that where to from here?
Well, where to from here is interesting. I mean, I think he will be banned from the NRL, I would think. I don't think any other NRL club would take him on. What that leaves, the options that leaves, is probably rugby union in France or Super League in England. But each club that would take this talented young footballer on has to really think long and hard about whether it's worth it. Now, Cronulla stuck with him because Cronulla needed somebody of his talent just to get something out of this season. And it's really, I can understand the people who are running Cronulla on the one hand, but, you know, being in a dilemma. What do they do? Do they get rid of Todd Carney because we can see things aren't going right? Or we've got supporters out there. We've got to try and get new... they haven't got a major sponsor, so... You know, I mean, Cronulla Sutherland could very easily become Perth Rugby League Club in the next little while.
In just a moment, we're going to have a look at how this rates among other social media pranks. But I'm with Warwick Hadfield, who is a Radio National sports commentator. And I've got a few texts here. I mean, this is illuminating some of the confusion that's around. John has text saying, Carney, I must have missed it, but who took the photo and who posted it? And then Greg has text saying, I understand that Carney himself resent the picture.
Well, I don't know that. If that is the case, then he's a bigger fool than we've been discussing the last three or four minutes, Joe. I mean, I haven't found that. But I do respond to that thing. Yeah, who did take it and how did it get up on the web? Was it on his phone? I guess we'll find out. See, at the moment, he's apparently holed up, to use that term, in his flat in Cronulla, Sutherland, and not talking to anybody. Yeah, through his manager, he's saying he's devastated. His manager's attacking the Cronulla, Sutherland Rugby League club, but I suppose his manager's probably talking through his hip pocket there. 10% of nothing's a lot worse than 10% of three mil.
I probably wouldn't be that surprised if he did forwarded himself or at least get one of his mates to take it on his phone or something like that. Because remember, there was a story, I think it was from a couple of years ago, he had hired a phone. He had a hire phone and took naked photographs of himself forward to somebody he'd met on Facebook and obviously didn't delete them off the hired phone very well. But surely alarm bells would go off if you've got a phone that you've hired from a telephone shop, that maybe that's not the appropriate means to take a naked photograph of yourself.
Well Joe, is this attention-seeking behaviour? I mean, is this young man so troubled? I mean, I don't know why he would. I mean, he's got the tattoos, he's got everything. When he walks into a room, everyone's going to look at him. But, I mean, is there something missing from his life that he has to do something as outrageous as this to get the world talking about him? I mean, I'm not a psychologist and I would never even attempt to go that way, but I watch him and I see that happy face and the sparkling eyes, as I said before, and then you just look at his rap sheet and it's just horrendous the things he's done. And
absolutely.
I'm sure that at your wonderful ANU there, one of the sandstones, there would be an academic who could probably enlarge on what I'm trying to say.
Probably got a Todd Carney file going at the ANU. Oh yes, this fits the profile.
Well, I mean, he's a local lad in the sense that he comes from Goulburn, which what's an hour down the road from. Up the road from Canberra, I guess, whichever way you perceive those things. And, you know, it was a stellar career early on, and until he got to Canberra and all of a sudden there were car chases and there was drink driving, and then because there was drink driving, there was driving without a licence and that sort of thing. And it's a hoodlums rap sheet, not an elite sports person's.
Absolutely. Warwick Hadfield, it's a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so
Good
much.
You,
it's going to be a big day for you, I'm sure.
Thank
See you.
You
later. That's Bye. Warwick Hadfield, Radio National Sports Commentator on 666 Mornings with me, Jolene Laverty. And this prank, as disgusting as it is really just the latest in a long line of stupid pranks which people pull and then use social media to boast about it. Stilgherrian is a tech journalist. He hears about all the memes and pranks ages before you and I ever do. Here's one. Remember this one? Con los terroristas. That's the Harlem Shake. Now, essentially, it was a bunch of people who would suddenly go from a seated position into dancing furiously, and they'd film it and post it. Which is all harmless fun, except it actually got a lot of people fired. There were some miners in WA who got fired over that particular stunt, and people in Egypt who got arrested when they were filming that stunt as well. So these things can get people into a lot of trouble. And more than once have I said to myself, thank goodness there weren't smartphones and there wasn't YouTube around when I was young and dumb and doing stuff like this. And I'm sure you agree. Stilgherrian, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Joe.
How does this rate among other stupid social media stunts and pranks?
Look, personally, I'm finding it one of the funniest.
Oh, no, that is not in line with what people are texting me this morning, by the way. They're just saying how disgusting it is.
Look, I know, and part of me says, look, if you think this sort of image on the internet is disgusting, you really need to get out more, because the joy of the internet, or some people who are texting you might say that the terror of the internet, is that it brings us the sum total of all human knowledge and communication, the bad as well as the good. And as Warwick was just saying, I mean, in days gone by, this sort of thing didn't happen. You know, just, of course it happened. You know, young blokes, particularly sports people, particularly footballers, I might say, they got drunk, they did stupid things, but they didn't have a camera in their pocket to document the whole thing and then show their friends and then accidentally show the world. So I'm kind of laughing at that aspect of it. But at the same time, you know, it is at the edge of the more obscene and deliberately offensive things. I mean, Harlem Shake is just people doing a stupid song clip. Why people would be sacked for that, I don't know. It's just, you know, some people looking a bit silly. We had the same thing with Gangnam Style, and that was such a huge hit tune from Korea, and people would do their version of the dance. There was actually a version done by a section of the Royal Thai Navy, where people even up to the rank of admiral were out dancing, doing the Gangnam style dance. Again, it was only meant to be internally. It got out to the internet. And the Royal Thai Navy is meant to be a fairly serious establishment. Mm-hmm. They ended up having to, the admirals involved ended up having to apologise to the king.
Yeah, yeah. It was all a little bit of fun until somebody gets arrested or they get in trouble or they kill themselves doing it. And, of course, there were some stunts, very sadly, particularly over in the UK, which were social media stunts, which led to the death of a lot of people. I think there was one where... What was it called? Charging or something? You probably know better than I do, still.
Oh, which was charging? I mean, I know planking got people into trouble. That's where you just needed to photograph yourself lying down, often but suspended between two objects, as if you were stiff as a board, stiff as a plank. And
it was baffling, that one, wasn't it? What is this? I don't understand.
It went huge for a little while. And then, some people did planking by lying on the railing of the balcony of their apartment. And sure enough, sooner or later, someone fell off, broke a few bones. And really, there was a huge kerfuffle about, aren't young people terrible? How can we stop them doing such stupid things? And then a few weeks later, the world forgot about it. I mean, I personally see all this stuff as a storm in a teacup. As Warwick mentioned before, this bubbling phenomenon, which our footballer of the day has been photographed doing, Vice magazine actually reported 6 days ago that this is huge in Australia, particularly amongst the skateboarding community. Again, Warwick was mentioning that. Now, huge means amongst our circle of friends, probably, huge within a tiny little fish pond of relevance. This is just human nature, and
it is not human nature.
It is human nature for some humans to be tools.
Thank you for the clarification. Tell me, where is the filter which is meant to stop people from? If you're going to do stupid things, that's one thing, but where's the filter that stops them from putting it on social media? Do you think that this is going to get worse, or is it going to get better? Are people going to learn?
I think it's going to take a generation for the world to realise how it works. We learn all the rules for how to behave in society in the playground and at our parents' knees. I mean, that sounds a bit old-fashioned, but, kids work out the social rules in the playground at lunchtime. They're pretty rough and tumble, but they soon learn what you can and can't get away with in polite society, and they might get a black eye or a bruise or a broken arm in the process. Now, the problem is all of the technologies of social media are new enough that those playground lessons are too fresh. There aren't the people half a generation ahead or 5 years ahead who've really got it all worked out. So we're going to see, I think, a lot more disasters like Mr. Carney's little effort when our culture slowly learns the hard way that once things are online, they're online forever. And then I think there'll be like the next generation, not our kids growing up now, but their kids who will have grown up in this environment. I think there'll be one of two things happen. One is that everyone will learn just not to put stuff online, and we'll have a kind of ruined and soiled generation that's growing up now that will be unemployable and unelectable. Or, as a species, we all go, so that's the full range of human nature. Oh, that's very interesting. Yawn, move on.
Okay. Yeah, they're two completely opposite sides of the situation as well.
Exactly.
Look, it's great to speak to you still, Gary, and it's a wonderful insight into how you think as well. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Big or bad, my pleasure anytime.
Thank you so much. That's still Gary on 666 Mornings with me, Jolene Laverty. You can text me anytime on 0467 922 666. Kate has text, Todd Carney got caught with his pants down. It's high time he got his just desserts. He's had too many chances and abused every single one of them. And I feel sorry for his mum, says Kate.